Welcome to the New Life Help Now podcast, where we give you professional help for your life now. We specialize in equipping you with usable life relationship tools that will help you in the workplace and at home. You'll find valuable information that will help you find peace with others and with yourself when you're all alone. Without further ado, the Life Help Now podcast. Hello, today is March 9th, 2015, and my name is Darren Dixon, and with us right now we have Miss Brenda Dixon. She is a licensed clinical social worker. She is an expert in relationships, and today we're going to talk about how to protect a good relationship, like a part two of last week. And right now we're on to conflict resolutions. So how can we resolve a conflict without doing more harm than good, without just smashing the other person and just obliterating them and winning the battle forever? Excuse me.
Yes, don't get too excited here.
I thought I was Braveheart there for a second.
Well, I guess we do have to choose our battles. That's further on down, but it just seemed appropriate when you were...
So when I was standing on my chair,
when your introduction, your arms were up,
attack flag,
and your armor was on your chest. I mean, you know, I felt like I better say, choose your battles.
Yes, that's right.
It's very important not to criticize. It's very important in a good relationship to consider the other person.
Okay, let's break this down here. You said criticize. Now, some people think that constructive criticism is good. So let's define exactly the parameters of criticize and what you mean and what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do.
Well, if a person is critical of the other person, they may start sentences with you. They may start sentences with never. They may start sentences with always. A little bit of shoulds and a little bit of oughtas.
You're using all my favorite words, and I don't know if I like this podcast or not.
Those words are, they're meant as little darts.
Oh.
Oh, and they hurt.
Yeah.
And so you can say that anybody can say what they want to say if they talk from the eye point of view.
Okay.
And if you're training a child, depending on the age, of course.
Or a dad.
If you're training a child, you can talk from the eye point of view. I notice that you're having a little difficulty bringing the firewood in on time. So I'm going to put a reminder. I'm going to put a piece of wood at your bedroom door.
On your pillow.
No, not on your pillow. Oh. But on the floor.
That would work.
And when you walk over it, you'll be reminded that it's time to bring the firewood in. And I'm not doing it to be mean. I'm doing it as a reminder. Now, that was not critical.
Gotcha.
That was a reminder. And if you're talking to an adult, well, actually, it works with adults, too.
Can you put firewood in the floor with an adult, too?
I think you can.
That's awesome.
I think you can.
In a workplace, can you bring your fire log?
It has to be appropriate.
You know,
in the workplace, you may say, you know what? If you find your notebook that you left on my desk on the floor at your office.
Or in the toilet.
No, not in the toilet. That's a reminder that you probably need to pick it up.
If you see your notebook and you have a lot of pictures drawn on it, so characters... of yourself, well, that's just reminding you that you left it on my desk.
Let's be a little more loving.
Oh, but they're funny pictures. They're good pictures.
They're funny pictures? Okay. To have a really good relationship, we are to learn to not hurt ourselves. And not hurt the other person. And people that know me and people that have listened to the conference calls that we have on the lifehelpnow.com site.
Commercial.
They have
lifehelpnow.com.
That's exactly
right.
Come
and visit us.com. Lifehelpnow.com. Back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yes. the people that have listened to those conference calls know that I say that often. Learn to not hurt yourself and not hurt the other person.
That's good.
And if you're not hurting the other person, you're actually considerate of them. You're not critical of them. You're considerate of them.
It's that love thing, isn't it?
It is. It always works, too. So I think the last podcast that we were on, we were talking about, we were just finishing up talking about conflict resolution. And I was talking about how people come in, and when they get to that stage and they come to me, now not everybody does. I've actually had a couple that came to me that said, we noticed things weren't exactly working. We're not mad at each other. We're not frustrated. But we noticed that a few times we didn't understand the other person.
How awesome is that?
And they came in and I went, wow. I just sat there. I said, can I just...
Wouldn't that be awesome to have them as your neighbors?
Yes. Can I just revel in this for a moment? It was really nice. Instead of those that come in with their hair stand on end and they're really...
by a court order.
by court. Yeah, I haven't had any of those in Tennessee. I used to have a lot of them in Kentucky when I worked there, but I haven't had them in Tennessee. But anyway, it's really difficult when you have someone that comes in and they've got their finger pointed. I mean, it's like they're standing looking at you and their finger, their pointer finger is right at the other person. And the other person has their pointer finger pointed at the other person. And they're both just about ready to shoot with that gun called their finger.
Finger gun.
And they're fault finding, blaming. Blame shifting. Well, you did this and you did that. And it goes on and on and on. And they can't even hear what's going on with themselves.
So what's up with that?
I don't know. It's just real easy to see somebody else's stuff.
So how do you get out of that? How do you get those rose-colored glasses back on?
Well, this is what I want the listener to hear. If you point your finger at somebody else, that other part is pointed at you.
Those other five fingers.
And that's an old cliche. That's old. Everybody does that and they laugh. But the point being, you do have a problem. You do have a problem. And look at what it is that's going on the inside of you. And it's like it closes the door. All the doors were standing wide open down the hallway.
I have a question. But what if there aren't any problems with you and it's all them? It's all them. They're unreasonable. They don't listen. They don't do what they're told. They're just out of line and they're just wrong.
Did you ever think about being a comedian?
I tried it. But as a friend of mine says, I'm scared of people laughing at me.
I know.
That was a Joe Thomas phrase there, ladies and gentlemen. He gets the credit for that. That was his line. And I'm sure that he would love to have the credit.
The credit.
Stand-up comedy, boy. Everybody's a comedian. Everybody's a comedian.
That's right. That's right. So to resolve the conflict, and we're talking general. Usually I will, in the privacy of the counseling room, I will actually break it down for them and help them to look at it from each point of view. And many times, if they're really able to listen, many times I'll go, oh, I didn't think about it from that viewpoint. And it really helps to see what the other person was really thinking. Because by this time, they have yelled at each other so much that they don't even hear anybody.
Well, yeah, their toes are so sore from being stepped on. They're just trying to protect them, and offense is the best defense, as a lot of the sports things say. And then it gets us, me against them. It's like,
yes,
and I can understand that. But is it always equally both persons' fault?
No, it's not. But it's always your point of view that you'd have to talk from. And so when I'm in the conflict resolution viewing room.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Isn't that good? The other person, I have to know what the other person is saying. If I have to know, then the other person, the two people in front of me, and sometimes I have families in front of me, which means there's a couple of kids and a parent and a set of parents. Each person has to see what the other person is saying. That's real important. And the next thing is they have to say what they are saying. So first, you have to see what the other person is saying. You can't say, listen to me first. It's my turn. You can't do that. You have to listen to the other person first. Then when you hear what they're saying and you repeat it back to them, then you can say what you are saying. And if you can get to that point, the healing or the unity begins.
So you get past the sore toes and everything and put all that behind you and try to get to the actual communication.
Yes.
And you say it from the I and my point of view so you don't start any fights.
Yes.
And don't step on anybody's toes so you can keep
Yes.
the communication of open so people don't go into defense mode and self-preservation protection mode.
Yes.
Got it.
And many times it's one more than the other. But it does not matter. I mean, it matters to the relationship, but I'm talking about to the healing, it does not matter. Each person has to be responsible for themselves. And that's where the unity begins. To begin to have a really good relationship. I've had parents come into my room and a child, and they would sit there and pelt that child with words. Young teenage child. Just pelt them to boom, 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 boom. I was like, oh my gosh. And this kid's just sitting there.
Oh, wow.
It's just... it's
breaking my heart.
And some kid... I mean, yes, some things were out of line, and the child did do those things. But it was the pelting. It's like, oh, my goodness. It was like the days of stoning. It was so difficult. And yet, I heard what the parents were saying. They were crying out. They were scared this kid was going to be like this forever. And I understood that. We had to break it all down. We had to put everybody in their own place to say what was going on with them. And all of it began to mesh and come together in a beautiful way. It wasn't done in one night, I'll tell you.
Right. So I guess the biggest thing is to everybody put their dukes down. They're fighting things and their preservation and their hurt feelings aside so you can kind of think about, you know, for one, you know, people that are coming to you and they care about the other person or they wouldn't be there.
Exactly.
So you get the hurt out of the way and because it seems like a lot of the hurt happens because just an awkwardness of not the art of communication is kind of not bulky, but what's the word I'm looking for? It's clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's clumsiness, you know, sometimes you fall, and when you fall on somebody, it's easy to hurt them. And I can see that. I mean, I'm just saying that for me. I know that's the way I am. I love my kids and my wife. But I know that I've hurt their feelings with things that I've said. I didn't mean to. I'm just trying to be, you know, the best father and leader of the family that I can be and do my job right. But sometimes if I'm too tired or something like that, you know, I take things a little too far and push a point a little bit too far or whatever and hurt feelings and I don't mean to. I'm sorry, everybody. It's okay. Well, forgive me. I won't do it anymore.
I feel better.
Okay. Thank you. I feel much better. And I think I'm glad we could have this talk.
I know.
I think that everything is a lot better now. That Good. Concludes our call. That concludes our podcast. No, we still have time.
We do have time. And I want to go to the next part.
Okay.
And the next part is you're going to love this part, Darren.
Okay.
Learn how to change yourself.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, you just segued right into that one.
Yeah. Well, I know how to change myself. I'm starting to do some push-ups. I'm going to do push-ups this week, and I'm even going to do some sit-ups, and I might even stretch a little bit. So I will be different.
That'll do it.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not sure if that's exactly what I was talking about. So learn how to change yourself, not try to change the other person.
Check.
That's the new thing.
Work on self. Check.
And then I want, this is for all the listeners. This is not just for Darren.
But mostly for Darren. If anybody else can get benefit out of it, that's good.
Enjoy the differences in any relationship. And that is huge. Think about children. Each one is unique in their own right.
Yeah.
And enjoy that difference.
That's cool. That's good.
And friendships,
good
people, whomever you're relating to and hoping for and striving for or moving in the direction of having a good relationship with, enjoy their difference. It just feels better to not be labored with, well, they always chew loud. Well,
how did you know?
What else do they do? I mean, if you focus on a negative difference, and it's not healthy. It's not good.
Yes.
So you focus on enjoying the differences. They're just different.
Yeah, well, it's celebrating their who they are, and for them being different, then that's something that's unique to them. So
exactly.
That's cool. So
exactly.
That's one thing that can't be taken away from them.
The interesting thing about that is, and this is with marriages or couples that are together, the thing that they loved the most when they got together, after they've been together, they hate. It just amazes me. And I'll say, well, what is it you loved about this person? And they'll tell me, and they'll just start laughing because they go, oh, that's a thing that just annoys me so much. So we have to enjoy the differences. And then that moves us into staying balanced. Stay balanced in the relationship. It's really okay if you give more in the relationship than the other person. It's okay. It's really okay.
I try to tell my wife that.
Do you?
Yeah. I say,
does she hear you?
It's okay. You're allowed to give more than me. It's okay. I don't mind that. And we've worked many years on that, and it's worked great. So I don't mind that. Is that what you're talking about?
I guess so. Stay balanced.
Stay balanced. Give more than you take.
Give
got
more.
It.
Yes.
Check. Give more than you take. Got it. I've got that in my notebook. I got some points now. I'm okay. I've got that. That's easy. I can do that.
Good.
I can do this.
Stay balanced. Stay level. If you get too high, too
zealous.
Yeah, too high, too moving too fast. Something's wrong. You need to go back to level. And if you get too low and you're moving too slow, something's wrong. Your goal is to stay balanced, to stay level.
Well, that's a good one right there.
And it keeps the relationship in a nice flow. If something, let's say a wife or a husband calls and said, I just had a wreck. Brrr. Well, that's normal. That's okay. You can still remain calm in the situation. Them being excitable, that's normal. It's when it stays too long or they become excitable and out of range over just normal daily living, not a crisis, then a person needs to go back to level. How did I get out? I need to go back to being level. And you can say, I am balanced. You can even talk to yourself, I am balanced. You know, bring yourself back down. Because you can stir yourself up. So if you can stir yourself up and become excitable, then you can bring yourself back down and become level. Which is really, it's a good technique. It's a good thing to teach children too.
Well, what if somebody's, you know, been up all the time? And I mean, I could see some people that there is no level for them. They have no idea where level is, I would say. I mean, people just bam, 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 bam.
It's exhausting.
It is.
It's exhausting. They get used up.
I guess that's what that bipolar is, I guess. You go up and then you just use it all up. Then there's nothing left and you just crash.
Yep. And they just hit the lowest of ebb. And it's just very difficult for them. Of course, there are medications that keep them level. Thank goodness. I'm not a medicine advocate, but I am if it helps with like bipolar. We haven't talked about that much, but that's just a chemical imbalance, and they have to have the medication to keep them level. Once they do get on medication and they do get level, they can learn techniques that will help them to survive life beautifully. It's you hit the buzzword bipolar, and that made me think of how they can really benefit if they're willing to learn to do it.
Yeah, because they're just pretty much out of control in any other way. That kind of,
it's a horrible imbalance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our time is today is already starting to flee from us. We have a few more minutes left. So, excuse me. What are some of the tips of the week that we could kind of pull out from our discussion today with this?
I think the greatest thing that a person can learn from today is not to get involved in resentment. Resentment is really, really kind of deadly. I say kindly, I say it softly. because if you are thinking that somebody else is the problem, mm-hmm. snoring too loud or doing something too loud or just annoying you, then resentment can build and then you get hurt. So probably the biggest thing is I would say to the listener, don't get entangled in resentment. Don't go there.
What's the alternative?
Say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to blame them. I'm not going to look at them. There's a problem here. We're going to fix it. But not to blame and not to get yourself where you're walking around with a clenched jaw. It just wears away at every part of your fiber.
So if there's something that's bothering you that's about the other person and it's starting to tick away at you, what do you do?
Well, if you can't solve it within your household, then you probably do need to seek a mediator, a counselor, or a neutral person to help you with it.
I mean, what do you do with that person? Nobody else knows. I mean, how do you, if that person is snoring and it's starting to really get on my nerves or chewing too loud or one of those other things that you said, how should I handle that with the person? Do I talk to them about it or do I just need to reprogram myself so that what
they do? I definitely think go to that person and talk to them and say, I have an issue here. I don't know what to do about it. What do you think we ought to do about it? And let's sit down and solve this together. Let's see if we can work this out. Maybe there's a sleep apnea test that can be taken, or I'll just use that because you said snoring. But let's work on this together. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear what your solution is. And of course, the person is asleep and snoring, and that's what the example is. It's not bothering them at all. They're not concerned at all.
What? I don't have a problem with this.
And yet the person that loves that person would truly be concerned and would want to do something to make it work better.
Right. So if you have a problem with someone and it's really bothering you, find a good time to sit down and let them know that there's an issue and mm-hmm. talk about it.
And then come up with your own solutions. We use the snoring. You know, I can't sleep here, so I'm going to sleep on the floor in the other room. Or I'm going to sleep on the couch. Or I'm going to make up another bedroom. Not to be mean. Not to be... I don't want to walk in resentment.
Excellent. All right. Well, another good podcast today. Thank you, Miss Brenda. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Eventually, we're going to have these on iTunes and Stitcher, so that way you can subscribe to the podcast and you'll get notifications of when we have a new one, and you can write reviews and you can share it. So if you're listening to this on our website, then we're not there yet. But if you're listening to us on iTunes, then please share that with us. And we surely appreciate that. I'd like to remind you also that Miss Brenda is available for phone consultations. You can come to the website, lifehelpnow.com, and send her an email and to book some time. And it's real easy. We have PayPal on the website. It's really easy to do. You set up a time, you send your payment in, and then you all can talk on the phone for the allotted time, and she can work with you. And a lot of people have gotten a lot of help from that. So she is available, and that's a resource for you, and she's good. And she also, if you're local, takes the insurance. So that's excellent. So anyway, everybody, God bless you. Thank you so much. My name is Darren Dixon. We're signing off here, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Life Help Now podcast. Please subscribe, and if you like what you hear, write a review and share it with a friend. Visit our website at www.lifehelpnow.com and send us an email and questions on what you would like answered on future podcasts. Miss Brenda Dixon is also available for phone consultations. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.